Well, hello and welcome to episode number 10 of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. What you've heard here is the beginning of what is called a jarana, or a musical tune with a theme, the lyrics, and the melody from the big brass band accompaniment that you hear in the background from the state of Yucatan. Yes, amidst the backdrop of the tropical rain and the tropical subclimate, amidst the background of the pyramids stretching centuries back from the days of the ancient Mayas, from whom these people are descendants, we reach cities like Chichen Itza or Cancun or any of these places where the Mayan descendants now inhabit. But back around the turn of the century, there happened to be a dance that was developed. It was called the jarana, and the jarana was a mestizo dance that is a combination of the indigenous peoples of the Mayas and the Spaniards combining to form a lively, energetic, definitely fun dance to do. From the picture that you can see on the blog, you'll find out that the women were dressed in the mestizo costume of the high class. This was called the huipil. Also, the terno and the fusón were the parts of this particular box-like shape covering, beautifully adorned with bright colors of flowers and other things, with a skirt that matched at the bottom, as well as the box-like covering at the top. The other huipiles that were worn by the mestiza during the dance were not fluttered about in the faldeo that you see in the states of Jalisco and Veracruz. They just kept their skirts at a very short minimum, upright, and the skirts were all the way down to their ankles. Now let's talk a little bit about the descendants and what they did. In the towns and cities such as Mérida, the capital city of the state of Yucatán, the people were so poor, but these people happened to be the most humble, the most generous, and the most friendly. Well, the poor people centered around the town, and the government wanted to give them some kind of entertaining festivities at night. And so in the cool of the evening, when the heat from the tropical climate settled down to a moderate or reasonable level of tolerance, the men would come out dressed in their white trousers, their white shirts, which were called Filipinas. They sometimes wore white Panama hats, and the sandals that they wore were called algarpatas. They came dressed this way, wearing a kerchief, usually a sash or a handkerchief, on their side pocket, and this was to wipe the perspiration from their brow and from their neck, especially when they danced. Now, in some of the dances like El Toro, as you'll hear later on, the men would take their handkerchiefs and use them as a form of a cape, signifying the bull in the arena being the female, charging after him as he lures her and taunts her with his imitation of a red cape, which is his kerchief. Now, the women would come dressed in their beautifully white adorned huipiles. They would have lots of flowers in their hair, and they would wear their white shoes as well. Now, they would perform these dances called jaranas. They were accompanied by the big brass band. Usually, they began as military bands for the outlying garrison. And then, in the 19th century, the big brass bands that were usually led by the big drums, tamboras, were allowed to play in public squares for events, for the entertainment of the people. Well, this evolved into a big brass band at the turn of the century, and the banda yucateca emerged. With a lot of brass instruments dominating the play, and with a lot of vibrant tunes, they began to entertain the people, and the people started dancing these dances called jaranas. Now, the jarana is a small guitar-like instrument, as we've seen in Veracruz, that plays rhythm for not only the region of Veracruz, but the region of the Huasteco, and also the region of Yucatan. As a matter of fact, in Yucatan, instead of taking the serenata with a mariachi, which is totally unknown in those days, as well as very, very limited today in the state of Yucatan, the serenata, or the tradition of the serenade, was brought to the beautiful lady by the suitor in and around or past midnight with a beautiful music resulting from what they call mañanitas con jarana. Now, Veracruz did this with a harp and the conjunto veracruzano, the harp, the requinto, the guitar, and the jarana. In Yucatan, they would bring a subset of the big brass band accompanied with a jarana, and they would play beautiful music, but it was livelier music. It wasn't as deeply romantic as some of the others. The melodies were not as slow and as amorous as some of the other regions. Here they were a little bit more lively. As a matter of fact, the people of Yucatan developed a sense of humor and their own type of regional style and technique. This was called the bomba. In the middle of the jarana, which was very lively and which required many steps, the men would snap their fingers as they danced with their hands up, raised perpendicular or a little bit slightly above their heads. And what were they doing? They were imitating the castañuelas or the castanets that the Spaniards had brought over from peninsular Spain. The women would dance with their rebosos or their shawls wrapped around their shoulders, but you would have two or three twirls around their wrists so that the end of the shawl, that is the fringe, would be extending from the fingers, very much like the reins of a horse, and they would twirl them. They would twirl them so that they would make a nice, entertaining session, keep the rhythm, and also fall in line with the snapping of the fingers that the men would have when they imitated the castañuelas. This is the main feature of the jarana as they danced. The men would sometimes compete with the women, men would sometimes dance around the women, and always honoring and respecting and putting the woman on a pedestal, the mestiza yucateca, or the mestiza lady, that is the mixed blood of the indigenous tribes and the Spaniards from Yucatan. Now, in the dance of the jarana, there happened to be a part where they would stop the dance with one big yell from the audience or one big rise of applause, and then it would grow quiet for just a split second. Then the leader, or at that time called the pregonero, would come out, and he would usually be the lead dancer. He'd throw his arms up and say, bomba! Now, the bomba happened to be a very humorous set of verses that were declared in order to give the audience spotlight humor and a comic effect. In other words, it was the comic relief at the point of the dance right before they resumed before the end. Almost like we have in music today, you always have an interlude halfway through the music or two-thirds of the way through the music, and then they perform the last refrain. Well, this was the same thing. Now, the bomba and the lyrics from the bomba, the verses that were recited, not sung, pregonero was usually what is called el declamador. That is, he proclaimed and recited aloud the poems and the verse from the regional authors and the poets of the area. The declamador, in this case, would take the part of the pregonero, and he would then recite verses of la bomba. Now, the bomba happened to be spontaneous, improvised verses that he would make up in rhythm and in rhyme, but they would be a little bit off color. They would be double-meaninged. They would be definitely humorous, and they would be sensual and erotic in nature sometimes, depending upon the mood of the people and the festivities that they were celebrating. And in one case, you'll hear the bomba where everyone stops and the entire crowd says, bomba! They want to hear the verse. Well, the declamador, taking the place of the pregonero, says the verses, and then everybody then laughs and joins in because they get the double meaning, they get the significance, they get the humor, and then the dance continues to its completion. Now, in Fiesta, Texas, which happens to be in the April time frame, there was a group of folklorico dancers from the Ballet Folklorico Estudiantil of San Antonio, Texas, and what they did was they had two couples that were performing the jaranas from Yucatan. They wore white Panama hat-like headgear. These were actually white fedoras that had a band of red around them. They used guayaberas instead of filipinas because it was a white long-sleeve shirt that went over their trousers and was not tucked in. They had white trousers, and they had white boots instead of the algarpatas. Since this is a small regional group and very far from Yucatan, it was accepted. They also had red kerchiefs that were hanging from their right pocket, and they used those when they danced El Toro. The music they were performing to was audio taped, and so I got as close as I could with my portable recorder and was able to capture this from you. So let's listen to the part where the couple stopped and they had the bomba.
¡Bomba! Si del pipián colorado quieres comer un platillo, no comas tanto, cuidado, o haces hit tu calzoncillo.
Now, these dances were performed. In particular, two different types of events were sponsored and offered by the government. That is, the local government. For instance, the municipality governments in the cities of Mérida, capital city of Yucatán, and others like that in the small towns and villages. On Tuesdays and Thursday nights, especially if you are in the city of Mérida, you would go to the Parque Santa Lucía, that is the park of St. Lucy, and you would then gather around. The people would start massing, usually around 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And then at 8:30, here comes the big brass band. They seat themselves right in front of a huge stage in front of the plaza where the gazebo or the kiosco happens to be located. The event was called either the Serenata at the Parque Santa Lucia, or sometimes they would have roped off or chained or cordoned off the main street in a town like Mérida, the capital city, and then the big brass band would be there on the pavement near the sidewalk, and they would perform in the middle of the street while the throngs of people came out from Mérida to watch them at night. This would be what is called a vaquería. Now, the vaquería was really the term known as the roundup of the cattle, and they did have cattle in certain areas of Yucatán. So the vaquerías and the serenatas were two different occasions, usually on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And by the way, today they are still played. The admission is free. It's done for the people. The Ballet Folklorico from the state of Yucatán comes and plays with the Banda Yucateca del Estado de Yucatán, accompanying them to the big brass band music, and they perform for 2 hours. In addition, they have what is called the declamadores. They have the poets reciting their verses, and they also have different other types of entertainment in the form of speech, poetry, and music, as well as dance. And then, with the beautiful music accompaniment, here comes the Ballet Folklorico from the state of Yucatán. They would be dressed as the mestizo dresses were described to you earlier. The ladies in their huipiles, the men with their Filipinas algarpatas, their white trousers, and their Panama hats. And they would perform various songs. Two of the more famous songs are, number one, La Danza de las Charolas. Now, charola happens to be a tray. And what they would do is they would have a big, huge tray, the kind that waiters use in a restaurant. And they would have 4 or 5 glasses half filled with water on them. Well, the male Yucatecos would then put this tray on their head. And they would dance to it, swinging to and fro with a balance and a precision that is incredible. You'd have to see it to believe it, to see how these people actually dance with this tray without spilling a single glass or spilling a single drop of water, with a tray of 4 or 5 glasses of water on their heads. And they would swing round and round. They would be twirling around their ladies, and they would have choreographies that were quite complicated. The ladies, on the other hand, would dance with glasses of water half filled on their heads in certain dances, and also they would dance with candles, lit candles, on their head at times. The other dance, which we're going to be finishing here and give you a sample of, is el toro. The toro happens to be the bull. And in Mexican folklore and culture, you'll know that the bullfights in the arenas is a very, very long-standing tradition. Well, the toro, beast of burden in those days, happened to be no different in Yucatán. And they danced to the music, mimicking the animal. The man would take off his kerchief that he had as a handkerchief for his perspiration that he carried on the side pocket, and he would extend it, pretending that that was the cape, taunting the woman, who is symbolizing the bull at this point, to then charge to him. And they would go round and round with various charges. So all in all, the jaranas of Yucatán are very lively. They're very difficult to do, and they require certain steps that are part taconeado, but a lot of the time, they, with their feet, make a planta and then raise the other foot above both of their feet in such a way that it's typical and unique to only Yucatán. When you see the jaranas danced in motion, you'll see not only the snapping of the fingers, but one of the other characteristics is that the man always puts his left hand behind his back, almost like at a half-parade rest in the military, while his right hand has the snapping of the fingers, except when they're twirling around their partners or leading them in a huge circle, then both hands are up snapping their fingers while their partner is either at the side or coming in the opposite direction, or sometimes he extends his hands and has his partner inside the semicircle of his outstretched hands while the fingers are snapping. So usually the man dances with his left hand behind his back and his right hand snapping his fingers or at his side, typical of the traits from the jarana of Yucatán. So let's listen in on the beginning part of the toro and how the brass band introduced from one jarana the song of El Toro and proceeded to dance the next piece. And you'll hear not only in the background the music that was from the big brass band, but also a little bit of the marimba, which happens to be, as you remember from the state of Chiapas, the musical instrument from the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, which is the neighboring region of Yucatán. So now let's listen into the ending of this particular jarana, which gives the liveliness and the gaiety of what is the mestizo culture, descendants of the Mayas from the state of Yucatan, in a live performance here at Fiesta Texas in the outdoor amphitheater in San Antonio.